Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we have a lovely, vibrant bhajan dedicated to the Lord as the Divine Mother. It's a very sweet bhajan, very simple tune, but very lively and very catchy. We are so happy that we discovered this bhajan from the yesteryears. So this is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai, Durga Amba Bhavani.
So this is what we will learn now. This bhajan, like many other beautiful melodies, used to be sung in front of Bhagwan in the 60s and 70s, and we are grateful to Swami that we are able to bring back such bhajans back into our consciousness now and use them for our own spiritual growth, for our own devotion, for our own march towards the Lord. So like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, and then I will share with you what is the meaning of the different words that make this bhajan. And then in the last leg of this program, you will listen to the mandir version of this bhajan, how it sounds when sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Sanctum Sanctorum. So that is what is in store in the next 45 minutes. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai, Durga Amba Bhavani, Sankata Harini Mangala Karini, Pranavaswarupini Mata Jai Jai, Durga Amba Bhavani.
Now that you are familiar with the words of the bhajan, Brother Srinivasulu and Anirudh will now share with you the tune of the bhajan. Please listen to it carefully, enjoy, relish and learn.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham.
Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai, Durga Amba Bhavani.
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 Sankata Harini Mangala Karini,
Sankata Harini Mangala Karini,
Sankata Harini Mangala Karini,
Sankata Harini Mangala Karini.
Pranavaswarupini Mata Jai Jai,
Pranavaswarupini Mata Jai Jai,
Pranavaswarupini Mata Jai Jai,
Pranavaswarupini Mata Jai Jai.
Durga Amba Bhavani,
Durga Amba Bhavani.
Jai Jai Durga Amba Bhavani,
Jai Jai Durga Amba Bhavani.
Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai, Durga Amba Bhavani.
So that's how sweetly this beautiful bhajan dedicated to the Divine Mother flows. Brother Srinivasulu gave us a slow demonstration. Again, a lovely tune from the yesteryears. So let us learn a little more about the composition. The beat is different and the raga is very sweet, definitely. So Anirudh is here to tell us more about the make of this bhajan. So what are your thoughts on this bhajan, Anirudh?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This wonderful bhajan actually makes you imagine close your eyes and imagine about the more. It's more like a boatman song. Like you're sitting on a boat and then you're on a journey.
Yeah.
Towards God.
Journey towards the mother.
Yes, mother. Yes, absolutely. And the raga, the beat, musically, all this help us to more imagine in that situation.
Yes.
Especially the six beat gives the flavor of a folk.
Yes.
So, and all the boatman songs are all of, most of them will be a six beat kind of. Mm. And it'll be like a constant iktara. Tang 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 tang. So you can imagine this bhajan with that background. Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai Durga Amba Bhavani. Tang 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 tang. Something like that. So my first thoughts are this, that what comes to my mind immediately is just close eyes and then visualize that you're on a
beautiful journey.
Yes. And each line also helps to connect more like that. Sankata Harini. Though there might be, in the middle of the journey, you might have some troubles and other things. But mother, she will surely remove it.
Yes.
Mangalakarini Pranavaswarupini Mata Jai Jai Durga Amba Bhavani. So it's a beautiful bhajan based on rag. I can say it is a sarasangi. Mm-hmm. It's a Carnatic raga. Sa re shudri ga shudga ma pa dha komal dha ni shudni sa ni da pa ma ga re sa. So if you see from Maya Malagola or Bhairav, you have only the re as shudri.
Yes.
So if you change the re to from komal to shud, it becomes sarasangi. Or if you look at one more way, the very, very similar sounding raga is charukeshi. Sarigamapada. Instead of ni, instead of the shudni, in charukeshi we have padani sanidapamagare sa. In sarasangi as well as charukeshi, we have plenty of bhajans. I list both of them because then you can relate like similar sounding. Shri Ramachandra Jaya Ramachandra Raghuveera Ranadheera Raghukula Rama. This is charukeshi. Nanda Nandana Navanita Chora Gokula Bala Venu Gopala Aruna Ramana Shri Guru Deva. All these are Charukeshi related bhajans. If you see pure sarasangi, I think we have Giridhara Govinda Gopala Ghanashamana. And there is yet another bhajan which is not that often sung in mandir. Ghanashyam bhajo giridhari bhajo manamohan murali dhari bhajo. These bhajans are also sarasangi.
Beautiful. It'll be nice if you can dwell some more on this raga, maybe do an alap, just an elaboration of this feeling that this raga evokes in us.
Yes, brother, I'll give a try. Ah.
Yes. Such a beautiful touch, isn't it?
In both the ragas, the komal dha, the glide,
yes,
which you give in the dha, I think most of the Charukeshi compositions will have that glide because that is a very essence and the basic. If you practice Charukeshi just before singing this raga, it might be a little confusing because I was actually trying not to sing the Komalini consciously and giving this all up. So maybe in the next session or whenever we come across a Sarasangi bhajan, I'll give some other way of singing an ala which might be pure Sarasangi way.
Mm. Okay, so let's get down to the swaras of this bhajan.
Yes, so let's take the first line.
Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai Durga Amba Bhavani Sagagama Padama Pagagama Padama Pagama Gare Sasa Sa Sagagama Padama Pagagama पगमगरे ससासा संकट हरिनी मंगल करिनी नी 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 ससा नी सदा पापापा नी 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 ससा नी सदा पापापा प्रणव स्वरूपिनी माता जय जय Pasasasani sanidapa mapa magagama Pasasasani sanidapa mapa magagama Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai Padama Pagamagare Sasasa Gagama Padama Pagamagare Sasasa Gagama
So the beat is six beat, isn't
it? Six beat, yes. Or we call it Rupakam in the Carnatic classical music, Dadra in the Hindustani classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai, Durga Amba Bhavani.
Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai, Durga Amba Bhavani.
Sankata Harini Mangala Karini,
Sankata Harini Mangala Karini.
Pranav Swarupini Mata Jai Jai,
Pranav Swarupini Mata Jai Jai.
Definitely a very beautiful addition to six-beat Devi bhajans.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So now we come to understanding the sweet meaning behind the sweet bhajan.
Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai, Durga Amba Bhavani.
The first line is Durga Amba Bhavani, Jai Jai Durga Amba Bhavani. To put it simply, Durga means another form of the Divine Mother, the energy principle of the universe. Swami says Durgati Nashini Durga. Durga is one who removes all that is unpleasant, all that is inauspicious, all the obstacles on our spiritual journey. So that is Durga. Amba is mother. Bhavani is the consort of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is called Bhava and Bhavani is his consort. And Jaya means victory. So this line in simple words means victory to the Divine Mother Durga, the consort of Lord Shiva. Let's move on to the second line.
Sankata Harini Mangala Karini.
Sankata means obstacles, problems. Harini is remover. Mangala is auspiciousness. Karini is the one who enables it to happen. So Sankata Harini Mangala Karini means, O Mother, you are the remover of obstacles. You are the one who bestows auspiciousness on all. Let's move on to the third line.
Pranavaswarupini Mata Jai Jai.
Pranava is Omkaram, the sound of creation, the original sound of the whole universe. Pranavaswarupini means the one who is the embodiment of this sound, Om. Mata Jai Jai. So here it means, O Mother, you are that primeval energy from which creation emerged. You represent Om, the sound of creation. Finally, we come back to Durga Amba Bhavani.
Durga Amba Bhavani.
So this is a repeat of the first line, victory to the Divine Mother, who is adored as Durga, as Amba, as Bhavani. So this is the meaning of every line of this bhajan. And if you go deeper, each name of the Lord adored in this bhajan has so many connotations. Let me share with you one powerful anecdote from the times of Dasara celebrations in Prashanta Nilayam. And through this episode, let me share with you how the Divine Mother is Sankata Harini, Mangala Karini, Pranavaswarupini, Amba Bhavani. So as many devotees know, Dasara is a time when we do Durga Puja, Saraswati Puja, Lakshmi Puja, where we do Devi Puja. For 3 days of the festival, you have dedicated to one form of the goddess. And in Prashanti Nilayam, you have the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajnam, which is presided over by Bhagwan himself. And this has been going on for years together, right from the 60s. In fact, the first Atirudra Mahayagnam was conducted in the 60s. And since then, you had the Dasara celebrations in Prashanti Nilayam, always conducted in a very grand manner, and the fire would be produced in the traditional manner with the rubbing of two pieces of wood, and through that friction and the heat, the fire would emerge, the spark would emerge, and slowly the priest would then fan that little spark of a fire and put more wood and ghee, and then the fire would emerge. A blazing fire would light up the entire stage, even as the sounds of ancient mantras go on in the background. And after that, several ingredients are put into the fire. The main offering has always been ghee, or the clarified butter. And Rudram and Chamakam would be chanted. On one side of the stage, the Devi Bhagavatam would be read out, and all the 18,000 stanzas of the Devi Bhagavatam would be chanted diligently. On the other side, there would be puja of the Sri Chakra. The Sri Chakra is the emblematic representation of the Divine Mother. And as this worship is done, Lalita Sahasranamam would be chanted. The priest would also chant the Chandi, enumerating the Shakti aspects of the Divine. There would also be other priests who would do Durga Saptasati, which is a part of the Markandeya Purana. So here you have the stories of how the Divine Mother annihilated various demons, Chanda, Munda, and so on. And all these demons represent the different traits in us. In fact, if you analyze the characteristics of every demon depicted in this holy epic, you would find that it is referring to an inner struggle, to the inner vices within us. And then there would also be Surya Namaskar being performed on the stage. The sun is a visible symbol of the supreme power, and that is a very aspect that the powerful Gayatri Mantra connotes. The Gayatri Mantra defines the power of the Lord as the power that illumines the sun. So there would be all these propitiatory rites and chantings and the yajnam on every celebration of Dasara, and at the end of every day of these rituals, Aarti would be performed, and Bhagwan would be there to accept the Aarti. In the earlier days, he would accept garlands, and then he would also accept the prasadam, and that is after Bhagwan accepted the prasadam, it would be distributed to all. And this happened for 7 days continuously. Every day, the icing on the cake would be Bhagwan's discourse in the evening, followed by a cultural program. So the Dasara festival in Prashanti Nilayam in the 80s, in the 90s, has always been such a rich cultural, spiritual activity. And different boys would participate in various activities. Everybody wanted to be part of it in some way or the other, either part of the cultural program as in the form of singing, or, you know, playing a musical instrument. The card room boys would prepare cards. The people, the boys who can chant Vedam would try to be part of the group that chants on the stage. So the different boys would do different things just to be part of the festival. Because to be in the physical presence of Bhagwan and celebrate Dasara and be part of it was such a priceless privilege. So one boy who was part of the Vedam chanting group, suddenly he got this idea. How about doing the Devi Mahatmya Parayanam, you know, which is the disciplined reading of the sacred text that glorifies the Divine Mother. And the reason why he wanted to do this was only one, to be near and dear to Swami. He says, I had no other desire. The only desire was I should get close to Swami. But he had never done such a Parayanam before, and he had no knowledge of the procedure. Back then, Bhagwan used to interact with this boy very frequently. In fact, there were two boys. Both of them would be called by Bhagwan to undertake little tasks, Swami would give them many opportunities to be close to them and to do small jobs for him. So when this beautiful thought arose in his mind, you know, this boy shared his intent with the other boy, and his friend promptly said, sure, that's a good idea. I will also join you in this endeavor. So both of them now wanted to do it, but they were clueless about the modalities. How do you go about it? But they knew someone who regularly did the puja every Navratri in Prashant Nilayam. And it was Sri Padmanabha Shastri, the priest of the Prashant Nilayam Mandir at the time. So they approached him and said, sir, we have this desire to do Devi Mahatmya Parayanam. And the priest said, very good. It's a very nice thought. And the boy said, but sir, we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to go about it. And the priest said, that is not a problem. I will guide you about the methodology. But here it is Swami's instruction that the entire 13 chapters should be read every day. It is not to be divided over 9 days. Many people, when they do this Devi Mahatmyam or the Durga Saptasati, they divide the 13 chapters into 2 days or 3 days or 2 chapters or 3 chapters per day so that, you know, they cover the entire book in 9 days. But the priest told them that all the 13 chapters should be read every day. Now, when the boys heard this, I mean, they had a faint idea that the 13 chapters had to be read every day, but now the priest was giving them a very clear guidance, and the priest went on. He said, but before you read the chapters, you have to do Navanga Puja. So the boy said, sure, sir, you tell us what has to be done and we will do it definitely. But the instructions did not end there. The priest then said, usually only when someone initiates you with the Bija Mantra can you undertake this sadhana. Otherwise, you cannot do it. Now the boys thought, who could initiate them? I mean, who will initiate us with the mantra so that we could do this endeavor? Where should they go? Who could initiate them? So the boys instantly told him, sir, you have done this Parayanam for so many years. Can you please do the initiation for us? And the priest immediately said, no, I cannot do it. I am not authorized to do it. And the boys pleaded, sir, please, you please understand our situation. We really are interested in doing this puja. And if you don't help us, where will we go? There is no one else in Prashant Nilayam who can guide us on this. And we sincerely want to do it. Whom else can we ask for this gift? And the priest, without even taking a second to think, he said, go and ask Swami. He will initiate you. And the boys thought, oh my God. I mean, this is beyond us. I mean, there was no way they were going to ask Bhagwan to do this, because for them, Swami was not just a guru, he was the supreme Godhead. And asking Bhagwan to initiate them would be something like asking a distinguished professor to solve a problem of a grade one student. They thought it would be absolutely foolish and inappropriate to go and ask Swami for a mantra. So now they didn't know what to do. Where else to go? So, with no other option left, they almost gave up the idea. But notwithstanding all this, they did one thing. Even though they had no intention of asking Bhagwan about it, they wrote the Bija Mantra on a piece of paper and they kept it inside a sacred book, and they carried these volumes to the mandir. So they were seated there with the books beside them, and quite unusually, that evening as Bhagwan came out of the room, he walked straight to where the two boys were seated. And Swami did not look at their faces. Swami's gaze was fixed on the volumes next to them. And when Bhagwan came near, Swami stretched out his hand and he asked for those sacred texts. And the boys immediately presented. And this boy, who had this original idea of doing this, he immediately got up and he presented his book to him. Swami opened the first page and read the title, Devi Mahatmyam. And then Swami flipped again the book and he opened the page exactly where the paper with the Bija Mantra was present. Swami picked that paper up, read it lovingly, and very sweetly he said, oh, are you planning to do Devi Mahatmya Parayanam? And the boy so overwhelmed with Bhagwan's love. He said, Swami, we hope to do it, Swami. We want to do it. Swami said, do it, do it. With great affection and love, Swami said, do it. And Swami blessed the boy profusely. Then Swami went to the next boy. He picked up his book too. He opened the page again where the Bija Mantra was there and blessed him also. And he said, do it, do it. I mean, what greater initiation could they have aspired for? In a sense, they had actually received the fruit of the penance even before undertaking the sadhana. That is how they felt at that moment. And soaked in the bliss of Bhagwan's love and filled with so much of energy and enthusiasm, you know, with full earnestness, they started the puja. But it was not easy. It was very challenging because they had to do the Parayanam. Because to do the Parayanam, they had to do the Navanga puja. So the entire chanting would take at least 5 hours. And especially if someone is doing for the first time, you will need that much time because all the Sanskrit words are so difficult to pronounce. And they wanted to do it non-stop in one sitting every day so that they have full concentration and there is no interruption or distraction. But the only problem was, even though the spirit was high, the flesh was ready, but there was not enough time because it was the Dasara Yagnam period and the boys had many jobs to do. There were certain tasks that Swami had asked them to do for the celebration. So their schedule was very packed. So every day, 5 a.m., they used to join the Vedam chanting. After that, Bhagwan would grant darshan around 7 o'clock. And later on, when Bhagwan went to Purnachandra auditorium to see the Yagnam, these boys also had to be there. So by the time the aarti happened in the Purnachandra auditorium and Bhagwan retired, it would be 10 a.m. And again, in the afternoon, they had to be ready at 2:30 p.m. because Bhagwan could come any time after 2 or 2:30 p.m. So between 10 and 2, there was not enough time to do the Parayanam. After Bhagwan arrived at 2 or 2:30, then the programs would go on till 6 in the evening. So the only time that was available, they figured out, was in the night. So they would wake up at 1 a.m. every day, early in the morning, freshen up quickly, and do the Parayanam till 5 in the morning. So their time was 1 a.m. till 5 a.m. And somehow, by Swami's grace, they were able to do this for 8 days. They would complete the Parayanam and then they would go for Vedam chanting in the morning. Without interruption, without any problem, they were able to do this for 8 days non-stop. And on the 9th day, it was going to be a little easier for them because Bhagwan announced that he would not be coming that day for the regular 7 a.m. darshan. He would come only at 10 a.m. when there would be Purnahuti of the Yagnam. So the boys thought that, you know, that day they could do the Parayanam after the morning Vedam chanting, so which is after 5 o'clock. So between 5 and 9, they thought, you know, they could do the final reading during that period. So that was a bit easy on the final day. So that was the Vijayadashmi day and there were thousands of devotees waiting to enter the Purnachandra auditorium that day. People had been queuing up from 2 a.m. And these two boys too, I mean, they were too eager to join the crowd. So they started their last session of the Parayanam around 5:30 and they were sitting in the veranda of the old hostel. Now, for those unaware, the old hostel is an extension of the East Prashanti block. The East Prashanti block has 3 floors and from there, in those days, you could actually have a direct and clear view of the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. The cyclone hall did not exist then. So this boy was sitting in the veranda of the first floor of this building and he was doing the last session of his Parayanam. And he finished 4 hours, four and a half hours of that chanting successfully. And in the end, you know, he was chanting the Aparadha Kshama Stotram, wherein, you know, you seek forgiveness from the Divine Mother for any mistakes that one may have committed during the sadhana, knowingly or unknowingly. And then, you know, you offer everything at the feet of the Divine Mother and pray that she accepts the puja. So this boy, he chanted the mantram, he chanted the Aparadha Kshama Stotram, and he mentally prostrated at Bhagwan's feet, offering his salutations in the direction of the mandir, because he was facing the mandir and sitting in the veranda and doing the paranam. So he prostrated down in the direction of the mandir and then raised his head, having completed the entire endeavor. And imagine, whom does he see as he raises his head? Bhagwan himself. He sees Bhagwan himself standing in the balcony of the mandir. So he just finished the paranam and Swami is there standing and looking at him straight from the mandir, just a few meters away. You know, he was so thrilled to the bones. He was like, he was in the 17th heaven. What better way could Bhagwan have assured him that he has indeed accepted his offering? And actually, that beautiful moment just did not end there. Look at the Lord's compassion. Swami actually beckoned him from there, from the mandir. And now this boy, he just wanted to jump like Hanuman and be in the mandir. Probably, you know, he would have clocked better than the fastest runner in the world that morning. He dashed like crazy and long jumped the flight of steps in the old hostel. And in a jiffy, he was in Swami's presence. And the moment Bhagwan saw him, Bhagwan smiled. And as if nothing has happened, Swami simply said, "Hey, you tell all the Vedam boys to be ready by 9 a.m. You know, in fact, Swami had sent this message the previous day itself. There was no special reason for Bhagwan to reiterate that message again. It was only just to fill the cup of this boy's heart with his overpowering love that, you know, Swami enacted that beautiful drama. He wanted to bless the boy not only with darshan, but also with sambhashanam. That is the mercy of the Divine Mother. You undertake any little task for the mother and the mother will lift you to great heights. He would fill you with energy. He would fill you with inspiration. He would fill you with her blessings. Because he is here as Durgati Nashini. He is the one who will remove all the obstacles. And is Mangalakarini. He will fill you with energy, fill you with auspiciousness, so that you can march on the spiritual path." Imagine how the Divine Mother energized these two boys to undertake the sadhana. Every day they are doing it 1 a.m. in the morning till 5 a.m. And after that, they have no time to rest. Whole day is packed. But they were able to do it because the mother is Durgati Nashini. She will remove laziness. She will remove all that is unpleasant. If the body is cleansed, then the body is fully energized. The body has so much immense power. The mother will fill it with that much of stamina. The mother will fill it with courage. That is what Durga stands for. And this is what we pray in this bhajan. Durga Amba Bhavani, and Amba is the mother who nourishes us. And Bhavani, Swami says, in Bhavani Shankara, Bhavani means steadfastness. Shankara means faith. Only when you have steadfastness can you attain faith, can you get Shankara. And the steadfastness of these two boys granted them the grace of Shankara. Bhavani Shankara is what is conveyed in this bhajan. So as we sing this bhajan, dear listeners, let us fill ourselves with that steadfastness to follow on the spiritual path, and then we'll see how seamlessly the mother removes all the obstacles, fills us with inspiration, and then carries us along, lifts us, so that we can be drenched in the love that knows no beginning and no end. So as we sing this bhajan, let us lift our hearts and uplift ourselves and offer our every thought, our every act, our every deed at the lotus feet of the Divine Mother. So let's sing this bhajan once again. We will listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan now.
Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai Durga Amba Bhavani Durga Amba Bhavani Jai Jai Durga Amba Bhavani
That brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to share with us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.